Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Skip Miller back on the show. I know, I'm excited too. Skip is back, president, founder of M3 Learning, sales and sales management company, founder of the Advanced Sales School, the author of so many books I can't see over the top, Ultimate Sales Tools Kit. I think that's the new one. Skip Miller, welcome back to the show.
Jim, always a pleasure, always a pleasure.
Am I right? Is that the new one, Ultimate Sales Toolkit?
Nah, the new one is Selling Above and Below the Line.
Oh, that. Where is it? I don't have that one.
It came out in about almost a year ago.
Okay, well, you got to get me that. Either I don't have it, or I'll send it to you right now. Or someone has come to my office. That happens. I get. People know I got great books in my office. My friends will wander in and out of here, and you know, they walk out with it under their overcoat or something, you know. So
I'm pretty sure, as in my last couple of books, I've always debuted on your show.
I know, but I think we did that. I think you know, people just walk out with these things, and especially the good ones. I can always tell which ones are the good ones because they're sometimes they get this. All right. So look, a great salesperson isn't just a great closer. You can't close a prospect if you can't develop the prospect, right? And you can't develop a prospect until you identify and qualify the prospect, right?
Yep.
And forgive me for being fundamental here, Skip, but here we are, well into the 21st century. These are 19th, 18th, 17th century fundamentals that are never going to change, are they?
You know, people buy from people who they like and they trust, but the person who owns the sales process, you know, will own the sale. And that starts at the beginning, you know, making the call, making the numbers, you know, having the drive, the optimism, the enthusiasm for wanting to go out there. That's not going to change.
If you're not willing to do what it takes to identify and separate a suspect into a prospect, and differentiate whether this is a suspect or a prospect. A suspect is someone that a suspect is the phone book, right? Or whatever, Google, right? Meet billions of people. A prospect is someone who you believe could actually turn into a customer, right?
Jim,
and somebody has to make that determination.
Yep. Jim, there's three elements, I think, for your small business listeners to really take good notes on. And the first part is, who is a good salesperson relative to prospector? Because there's good hunters and there's good farmers. And what makes up a good salesperson? Number two is the numbers. You got to look at the numbers. I mean, Jim, I was at a client 2 weeks ago talking to somebody called an SDR, a sales development rep.
Right.
They're the ones who pound the phone, pound the emails, pound the doors. And when they get a good lead, they throw it over the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him what his numbers are for the day. And let's go backwards. And he had no clue. So, number one, what are the characteristics? Number two, what are the numbers? And number three, what do I do? When I pick up that phone, when I knock on the door, what's my goal? And 9 times out of 10, most salespeople will say, to sell them something. You know, you are so far down the path. Let's look at step one. So those are the three things I want to talk about. And number one, the characteristics, right? Your optimism, enthusiasm. I mean, those are obvious ones. The two I think we've nailed down are, number one, someone has to have a natural curiosity.
Right.
They've always got to sit there and go, okay, why would somebody buy from us?
I said that in the last interview. I said, I believe that if somebody said, what do you think was a single thing that made you successful in selling? I said, because I was very, very curious.
You're exactly right.
I want to know what you're thinking. I want to know where you're stuck. I want to know how you put things together. I've never gone to a factory to sell somebody that I didn't ask them to give me a tour. I want to know how it works.
I have took so many factory tours of these five-axis gantry milling machines and whatever. I mean, you have to have a natural curiosity, and it's not a hoax. You're not doing
right.
it just
no.
because, you know, they'll like me more.
Right.
You got to have a customer chair.
M3Learning.com, right? Or, is that
yep,
right?
That's it.
M3Learning.com. Check it out. Skip Miller and I will be right back. 20 till. Here's CCR to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.